after reviewing air pollution tests that the company conducted on in August 2025. MPCA staff determined the facility emitted levels of particulate matter less than 10 microns, particulate matter less than 2.5 microns, and volatile organic compounds that exceeded the facility's air permit. NESU Langdon Research Extension Center breaks ground on new seed cleaning facility. 50 Imago soybean growers relieved over into Minnesota's Clean Cars Rule 30 H. Ago deer right to repair settlement is a start, but not enough. Flanagan and legislative candidates say 1D ago in addition to paying the fine. Bushmills Ethanol agreed to test again for excess PM10, PM2.5, and VOC emissions. Since 2019, the MPCA has issued 8,490 enforcement actions amounting to more than $24 million in penalties. When calculating penalties, the MPCA considers a number of factors, including the seriousness of the violation, the potential for harm to human health or the environment, history of noncompliance, and the economic benefit the company gained by failing to comply with environmental laws. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency fined Bushmills Ethanol in Kaneohe County $13,215 for exceeding air pollution limits at its Atwater facility on August 5 and 6, 2025. After reviewing air pollution tests that the company conducted on in August 2025, MPCA staff determined the facility emitted levels of particulate matter less than 10 microns, particulate matter less than 2.5 microns, and volatile organic compounds that exceeded the facility's air permit. High levels of these pollutants can cause serious health impacts or adverse environmental effects, according to the MPCA release. NESU Langdon Research Extension Center breaks ground on new seed cleaning facility. 50 Imago soybean growers relieved over into Minnesota's Clean Cars Rule 30 H. Ago deer right to repair settlement is a start, but not enough. Flanagan and legislative candidates say 1D ago in addition to paying the fine. Bushmills Ethanol agreed to test again for excess PM10, PM2.5, and VOC emissions. Since 2019, the MPCA has issued 8,419 enforcement actions amounting to more than $24 million in penalties. Penalty payments go into the MPCA General Fund, which enables the MPCA to protect communities and the environment from harmful pollution. When calculating penalties, the MPCA considers a number of factors, including the seriousness of the violation, the potential for harm to human health or the environment, history of noncompliance, and the economic benefit the company gained by failing to comply with environmental laws.